It's good to be back. We have had a year now since I was last here to see over 700 of these new contested proceedings filed. And where I would like to start is to look at this from a global perspective first, and then go into some specific points to build on what David and others said in the last panel, and then talk about several significant Federal Circuit decisions that I think we all need to be aware of as we deal with this new parallel world. Remember, we were going to get a serial world. We were going to go to the Patent Office first. The district court case was going to be stayed. And then we were going to come back after the patent survived that experience, if it did. That's when we would come back, and we would then go into the district court or the ITC. So let's look at it from the perspective of the executive summary of the trial practice guide, which is a document that all litigators in this room need to read. And this is what they told us in their executive summary back in September of last year as to what was supposed to happen. The patent trial regulations lay out a framework for conducting the proceedings aimed at streamlining and converging the issues for decision. In doing so, the office goal is to conduct proceedings in a timely, fair, and efficient manner. Further, the office has designed the proceedings to allow each party to determine the preferred manner of putting forward its case,